Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
This is Conrad Thompson from What Happened When Monday with Tony Schiavone and Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, and you're listening to the Two Man Band Podcast on Chairshot Radio and 12 Ounce Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Two Man Band Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Big Rick. Big show today. Shout out. Good song right here. Shout out to thechairshot.com news. Podcast, live radio, anything to do with professional wrestling, go to thechairshot.com. Want to thank our sponsors, FanDuel, weekly fantasy sports. Go to FanDuel.com, promo code SBFFC as the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. Big day today. WWE Hall of Fame inductee Jeff Jarrett joins us. We're going to give you everything you want to know about how Jeff felt when receiving a call from the WWE telling him that he's going into the Hall of Fame. Who called him? What was Jeff's reaction? What's Jeff's reaction to going on stage? We have all these questions. And will he sing with my baby tonight? We'll find out. Also, new co-hosts to be introduced here very shortly. The new co-host of the 2MB Wrestling Podcast, Miss Brittany Lynn, will make her long-awaited debut to the show. B-Merch Independent Minute with B-Merch at the end of the show. We're going to switch things up this week. I say this week. This is Season 2, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening, iTunes, CastBox app, Google Play, TheChairShot.com, 12-ounce sports, wherever podcasts are found. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to hit the pause button. I'm going to get the new co-host of the show, Miss Brittany Lynn, on. She will introduce herself, tell you guys a little bit about her, get to know her, and plug her stuff where you can find her on Twitter, etc., etc. So I'm going to hit this button, get Brittany on Skype, and we'll be right back. We're back with, oh, that was horrible. That was a bad edit. We are back with the newest co-host of the Two Man Band Wrestling Podcast, Miss Brittany Lynn. Brittany, how the hell are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am so excited to be a part of 2MB Wrestling Podcast.
I know everyone else is excited to hear how you do on this show. No pressure. But
no pressure. No.
Our group has a chat on Twitter, and when they found have we been
taking bets? Is that what's going on here?
No,
okay.
No. they were like, you know, how is she going to do? Is she going to interact? Is she going to know her stuff? So not a lot of pressure on you. It's just everyone's waiting to hear how you do.
I'm going to nail it. Come on, guys.
There you go.
Come on. Come on.
So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you're from, you know, your favorite era in wrestling. Just let them know that you know stuff about wrestling. Go ahead, Miss Brittany Lynn.
I'm going to take it away. First of all, guys, I am a Texas girl living in Florida, 28 years old, and I enjoy romantic visits to Raw, SmackDown, or NXT.
Nice.
Just so you know. No, but I'm going to jump right in and tell everyone what they want to hear. I've been watching wrestling since I was 7 or 8 years old. And I think it's really interesting how I got into it because no one in my family watched wrestling. It was an unknown to me. I remember clearly just flipping channels on TV one day, and I don't even think that it was a in-ring segment at the time, a match happening. It was a backstage, and something about it caught my attention. I was just instantly drawn to it, and I think it was towards the end of the show, and I just kept thinking, I have to find that next week. I have to watch this again and see what it's about, and I was hooked. I started tuning in every week. The house could be burning down around me, and I wouldn't know.
There you go.
Hardcore wrestling fan, for sure. The Attitude Era, obviously, was my favorite. I think a lot of people can relate to that. I became really, really invested really quick, and it's something that stuck with me. I think I've moved around a lot in my life, and I think wrestling has always been that consistent. Always. You know, wrestling is always there, and it's always going to put you in, you know, well, not always a good mood, sometimes a bad mood, you know, if it's not going your way.
Sometimes WWE alone will put you in a bad mood with the shit storylines.
Very true. So. I mean, they should just hire us as writers is what I'm getting from.
I hear, yes, I agree. We got some people with some really good ideas at thechairshot.com.
Guys, okay. So from then, I was a little bit of a tomboy. I want to say still even about 99% of my closet is wrestling shirts. So if you see me out in public, that's what you can expect. Growing up, I had a lot of action figures. Most little girls want Barbies and dolls, and I wanted action figures and the talking wrestling ring. So my mom never thought she'd have to shop for me in the boys' department, you know, but it happened, and it's a thing. And I think wrestling is always going to be a consistent for me. That's never going to change. I think my love for it grows more and more. I don't always agree with it, and there's things that I wish I could change, but I'm never going to stop watching it. And I think that that's the most important thing for me. Wrestling is a consistent. It is my happy place, and I'm here to stay.
Well, welcome aboard. I'm excited to have you on, and I think everyone else in time will see that you're a good fit. And, of course, your first couple episodes, you say you're not nervous. It's going to be different because you're actually being recorded, and a lot of people are listening to you. But I think as the episodes go on, we're going to get more comfortable with each other, and it's going to be a good fit. So welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
And who is your favorite wrestler?
See, I don't have one. Kevin Owens and AJ Styles are probably my two favorite wrestlers right now.
What about Roman?
Not a Roman Reigns fan.
Oh,
I've hated Roman Reigns since before hating Roman Reigns was cool.
Greg, you're going to have to deal with her on this.
Oh, we're going to fight. We're going to go around.
Greg and myself are both very pro Roman Reigns. So I'm just going to
let Greg
deal with you on that.
Okay. Greg, I'm calling you out.
That's it. Yeah, because Greg, I'm also calling you out because when the Undertaker takes on Cena at WrestleMania, I'm going to need to come on your show or vice versa and get that apology. So welcome aboard. We only have a few minutes before Jeff should be calling us. So we're going to get back to the original segment that Matt Rabb and I had when he was on board called Around the Ring. I don't have the bell to ring the bell. So ding, ding, ding. The news Around the Ring is a segment we have. It just brings you the news, quick news, rumors, etc. before we get into the top topics of the week. But okay. Ric Flair, Brittany, Ric Flair is to have major surgery on July 9th. And all of this I'm getting from thechairshot.com.
Okay.
Ric Flair is to have major surgery on July 9th. This is being it's a related issue from when he was hospitalized last year that almost took him out. The surgery will allow him to get rid of his colostomy bag. He's been on one since his surgery last year.
Okay.
So apparently, I don't think it fully came out. If it did, I missed it, of what happened to Rick last year. But I honestly thought I was going to get a message any day now from ESPN that Ric Flair had passed away. He kicked out at 2. He's going back in, getting the surgery. You know, at least from myself, a quick recovery. He is Ric Flair. He is the man. Woo!
So Ric Flair is the man, and I do wish him a speedy recovery. I think everyone would like to see him back, and I think we'll definitely see him back there again.
If you haven't gone on his Facebook, go on his Facebook. Apparently The Rock had sent him some shoes, some pants, a jacket, and a hat. The Rock has a new brand of clothes with Under Armour, and Ric Flair was just sporting it. Sporting that stuff. But let me tell you, it was really weird to see an old man wearing this stuff. It made me laugh. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. His Facebook page, Ric Flair. Secondly, the Louisiana Athletic Commission has released to the public the list of moves that are banned from being used the week and week after of WrestleMania. If you haven't caught this, of course, every state has different rules for the Boxing and Wrestling Commission. Louisiana is one of the strictest. Apparently, these moves are banned. There's six of them, not so much moves, but moves or maneuvers. But these rules only apply to these rules only apply to minor league promotions, which is anybody but ROH and WWE. If you're not ROH or WWE, you have to abide by these rules. All variations of the pile driver, all variations of powerbomb, moonsaults, shooting stars, 450 splashes, any type of variation of moves that involves a wrestler leaping or flipping off the ropes or turnbuckles to contact the head or neck of the opponent with any part of his body. A stun gun variation where you cannot kick a fighter in the head or neck. No clotheslines across the ropes. The striking of a wrestler's head with any object, trash cans, lids, chairs, tables. No wrestler shall throw, push, shove, or force another one out of the ring over the top rope. So pretty much this eliminates
pretty much
99% of what any wrestler can do. And I was like, it's just pile drives or, you know, it's just pile drivers and DDTs and shit. But when I started reading this, I'm like, okay, you can't jump off the top rope, hit them in the back with anything. You can't do anything, which is causing a lot of indie promotions to either cancel their bookings or not even go at all.
It really is. And I think WrestleMania week is so much more than just WWE. We can all agree to that. So I think it takes a lot away from the smaller promotions who are still trying to get their name out there and put on this great show. And as we know, a lot of the independents, it's a little bit of anything kind of goes. So to take that away from them, I think that's rough. It's rough. I don't agree with it. I do see where they're coming from, but I definitely don't agree with it.
I'm from Louisiana. I'm from that area. And leave it to my state to have something like this.
You're going to step up and take the blame.
No, I'm not, but it's rough. So USA Network announces a WrestleMania week. In case you don't have the WWE Network or myself, I don't. I just use a buddy's login info, and he's listening, so thank you again. If you don't have the WWE Network or you're not using your buddy's login, of course, Monday, April 2nd, it's the go-home Raw this coming Monday from the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, which is 2 hours for me. I'm not going. The Tuesday SmackDown, Bridgestone Arena, Nashville, 2 hours for me. Still not going. Thursday, they're going to air the WrestleMania's Greatest Moments. Saturday night, the Hall of Fame ceremony. And Sunday, a live one-hour broadcast. It's going to be the second hour of the WrestleMania pre-show. All of this will air on the USA Network. Hopefully, they get we're going to overload you on some WrestleMania content. Hopefully, you'll subscribe to the network, I think, is pretty much what this is.
I think we should all be subscribers at this point. You know, not pointing any fingers. You know, but
nope. PC, thank you. And of course, the Miz and Maurice had their new baby girl on the 27th of March, 11:40 p.m. Monroe Sky. Congratulations to them and their new baby girl. They thought it was going to be a little bit closer to WrestleMania, but she came out a little bit early.
Well, she wanted to see the show. This is the It Baby.
Very true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, she has to appear before WrestleMania. It has to happen. You can't miss WrestleMania 34.
Do you think she's going
to
make an appearance on the show?
I don't think she will, but I would love to see it.
Maybe a backstage segment before The Miz comes out, little warm-up, kisses his daughter on the forehead, kisses his wife. I'm going out, wish me luck.
I would like that. I'm not sure that's going to happen, But I think we can, you know, we can hope for it at the very least.
Is that break character too much for The Miz? Or at this point, all bets are off because it's a baby girl that you just had?
I feel like maybe all bets are off at that point. I think nice. WWE has, you know, been a little more open-minded to that. I mean, after all, I mean, you did have Maryse come out to announce her pregnancy.
That's true.
So I feel like you never know. It's WrestleMania. WrestleMania is full of surprises.
Very true. The Rock is, or I'm sorry, John Cena is still fake engaged to Nikki Bella. So,
yeah, well, there you go. There you go.
And the last one, Las Vegas has very high odds that The Rock will make an appearance at WrestleMania. 99% chance. I don't want to get too much into that because we're going to get into that later on in the show. But your thoughts on The Rock making an appearance at WrestleMania this year?
Again, I think WrestleMania is full of surprises. I think we never know what to expect at WrestleMania. I feel like you never know who is going to show up. And I'm always down to see The Rock one more time.
I bet you are. I bet you are. You know what?
Yes. You know me so well already.
He's not just a piece of man meat, Brittany. You got to respect him. I know. As an actor, I know. As an athlete. So, but that's around the ring. Of course, we're going to go. We have the Jeff Jarrett interview coming up. He should be Skyping us any minute. Then we're going to go through the top topics of the week. We have four of them for you. And then, of course, later on in the show, the Independent Minute with B Merch. He said he was going to be able to make it, so you get to meet Brandon, who is a writer for thechairshot.com, and he also comes on the show. I don't watch independent wrestling. I support it. Actually, I do watch it. There's two promotions here by my house that I go to once a month, so I do promote independent wrestling. But this is more, he watches the more of the Japan, the Ring of Honor type stuff.
Yes.
I don't watch that, but we have an audience that does, so Brandon comes on for about 15, 20 minutes. Up-to-date news on All Japan Wrestling, Ring of Honor. Tells us what's going on that side of the world of wrestling. So, so I'm going to hit the pause button, and then hopefully when we come back, we'll have Jeff Jarrett on. How's that sound?
Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. We'll be right back with the newest WWE Hall of Fame inductee, Jeff Jarrett. All right, and we're back with the newest inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame, Mr. Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, how are you doing today, sir?
Good. I appreciate you guys having me on today. Looking forward to talking a little Hall of Fame talk and any other professional wrestling chat we want to talk about.
That'll work. Again, I listened to a few of your interviews earlier, man, and I'm just like, oh my God, these are the questions I had for him. But I guess when you're going into the Hall of Fame, you're going to get the same, most of the same questions from everyone else. So we know the answers to these, but the people who are listening to our show may not know them. So let's just get started, man. You started out as a ref in Arkansas. Did you, at that point in time, did you ever think that you would accomplish everything you did in your career? Or was it more of a, I just want to get in the business of professional wrestling type mindset?
No, you know, it's documented. My family, my grandmother took a second job back in the 1940s selling wrestling pants. And then, you know, she worked her way up. She didn't wrestle, but did everything but wrestle. And then my dad wrestled and promoted, and so it's been a family business for over 70 years. But, you know, when I first got in it, I'll say actively, you know, or earning a paycheck out of it, I was at all intentions of going back to my sophomore year of college and continuing my basketball career and then going to a four-year school. You know, as they say, the bug bit me, and I went from refereeing to wrestling really never looked back. And if you would have told me, you know, not just in my early years, but if you would have told me, we'll say now 10, 15 years into my career that I would be inducted into a Hall of Fame, I would have told you you're crazy. And as I sit here today, there's less than 200 of us, that are, you know, actually in there. And that's just mind blowing to me, but I feel very humbled and honored, to be a part of this group.
Jeff, this is Brittany here, and I just want to ask, we are 7 days away from the Hall of Fame. You got a phone call. What was your initial reaction, and who was it that called you?
That question has been asked, and I have to answer this. You know, I'll reveal that person at a later date. There's a great, great backstory to the entire conversation, and I'm looking forward to telling that at some point. He probably is too, but, you know, I was shocked. It was incredibly humbling, honored, but, you know, a surreal moment for sure. It was early January on a Sunday morning. I was already ready, dressed to go to church, and I was already ready, and Karen was in the bathroom getting ready, and the kids were doing their thing getting ready, and I got a text and said, hey, can we chat for a few minutes? And called and had the conversation, and I hung up, and I went out and told Karen. And it just, you know, it's one of those things that I guess I'll probably always remember where I was at when that phone call took place, because it was definitely a surreal moment, to say the least.
When you meet, when you see Vince face-to-face at the Hall of Fame, is this going to be the first time that you have physically been in his presence and vice versa since you left the WWE?
Since October the 17th, 1999 is the first time that we will be in the same space, physical space. So it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. That's going to be a special moment for myself.
And what does it mean to you to have the Road Dogg inducting you into the Hall of Fame? And how do you think it's going to feel to step in front of a WWE crowd again?
Road Dogg, I could literally talk for hours upon hours. It's, you know, I am at times, you know, when I found out about that he was going to be the guy, overcome with emotion, because there's a lot of public stories about me and Brian, but there's also some private stories that we share. I mean, when I tell you, you know, obviously we go back, but, you know, he is the perfect guy. In my mind, there's only one person, and I'm honored that other names were discussed and talked about to induct me. But Road Dogg is without question, in my mind, the perfect guy. And it's just going to be really, really special. Yes, and I have not been in front of the, quote-unquote, the WWE universe in quite some time. So I'm definitely looking forward to stepping on the stage at Smoothie King Center, and it's going to be a very, very special night, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, we're excited to have you in, and I'm going to be honest, I don't think anybody expected you to be in, at least not this soon, with the whole backstory of you and Vince. And I was watching WWE Network, and I was watching an episode when Vince announced that he bought out WCW, and of course he made that little side comment that, you know, paraphrasing here, but, you know, Jeff, you're fired, or you'll never have a job here. And to the point we're at now, man, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, I guess that never say never quote from Vince, it's something to hold on to and something to be very true.
Well, and you know, what Vince does, he's a pioneer, he's a visionary, he's a creative genius. But you know, all of those things, one thing is for damn sure, he knows how to create great, compelling television. And here we are some 17, 18 years later, still talking about that segment in a night when, you know, the battle wasn't over, literally the war that had been going on. You know, it was the Monday Night Wars, but in reality, and Vince knows this better than anybody, but certainly the wrestling fan, it had been going on since cable television. There was always the Turner Group and the, you know, the WWF, and then the WWF. So that battle going back and forth, the Monday Night Wars, really escalated things. But on that episode, simulcast, but here we are so many years later talking about, you know, maybe 90 seconds of that entire broadcast. So pretty cool. I think he was F-I-R-R-E is how he spelled it out. So it's pretty cool that we're still talking about it. And you know, that's just one other footnote that makes this that much more special for me.
And to follow up on that, what was your reaction to him saying that? Was it more of a, oh, here we go, that's Vince, you know, I just have to now look to the next step of my career? I mean, I've always been curious to what was your reaction to seeing that for the first time?
And I've said this on multiple interviews, and a lot of people, I said it earlier today, a lot of people definitely don't want the facts to get in the way of a good story, especially in wrestling. But I was under contract to Turner for about 7 or 8 more months, 9 months, whatever it was. And so it went without saying that I was going to get paid out right on that contract. So it was episodic television at that time. You know, not just myself, I certainly didn't know the future of you know, we'll call it the talent. The production people at Turner, they knew that Vince already had, you know, everybody behind the scenes, camera guys, audio, all the production elements, the people that were based out of Atlanta that worked for the Turner Group. they knew that their wrestling gig was up. But as far as talent, nobody really knew the future. They didn't know what was going to happen down the, you know, what was going to be forecast. And so, you know, there I wasn't the only one. A lot of guys knew, okay, I'm going to get a check for X amount of months, and we'll see what happens. And that was certainly the bucket I fell in.
Well, I know you've got several interviews, Jeff. It's going to be a busy week. Congratulations from both Brittany and I, and I can't wait.
Congratulations.
I can't wait to see. I don't care who you are. You could be the manliest man there is. As a wrestling fan growing up watching you, watching all these guys that get inducted, it's going to get emotional. And I know you're going to get emotional on that stage. That crowd's going to get emotional. And just know, man, you have all the support of the fans. We're happy for you. And before we let you go, your Twitter is @RealJeffJarrett. And, Jeff, in case people don't know how to spell your name, can you help them out with that, please?
I might be able to. The Twitter and Instagram, that's Real Jeff Jarrett. It's RealJeffJarrett. That's Real Jeff Jarrett, Twitter and Instagram. But no, I appreciate you guys having me on. Yes, it will be an emotional night for so many reasons. But, man, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll say that for sure. Thanks for having me on today, guys.
Thank you so much. And I'll be in the audience crying.
All right. Great.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back with Jeff Jarrett. Let me explain what happened here. We were supposed to get him on Skype. And, you know, I do my shows on Skype. So I have Brittany here on Skype I'm looking at. So we were supposed to add Jeff into
it. Hi, guys.
So apparently Jeff has a feature where you can't add more than one person on Skype. So I had to, and all this was cutting into the interview time. I had to hang up with Skype, call Jeff on my phone, plug him in, get Brittany on. That whole process, like I said, took 5, 6, 7 minutes out of the interview. But gracious enough to get him on. Jeff, thank you for joining us. Didn't have to, but, you know, very busy man, especially this week. It took time out of his day to join us. So thank you for that. What'd you think of him? Was that your first time talking to a Hall of Famer?
It was. I really enjoyed it. I love listening to anyone talk about something that they're so passionate about and that obviously is a huge, huge part of their life. And, you know, everyone, well, maybe everyone doesn't know, but my road to WrestleMania starts April 5th. I will be getting on a plane and heading to New Orleans. And I look forward, thank you, round of applause. But I look forward to listening to everything that he has to say. No doubt it's going to be an emotional moment, and I am so glad that I get to be in that crowd and be a part of it.
And like I asked you before we went on air, send pictures to me. Text me some pictures. We'll put them on the page at 2MBChairShot on Twitter. Tell them where they can follow you on Twitter. This is not the end of the show. I normally plug our social media at the end of the show. This is not the end of the show. But go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on the Twitter.
On Twitter, you can find me at Brittany_Lynn. If you need me to spell that out for you, it is BRITNI_Lynn, LYNNE.
So go follow her, then follow the page, or follow the page and go follow her. Then go follow at ChairShot Radio on Twitter, thechairshot.com. Always use your head, hashtag always use your head. So we're getting a new logo for the show, and the guy just messaged me, and I love it. Brittany, can you see this?
That looks great.
So I took the WrestleMania 2 logo. I want to just save it and not pay the guy, but I'm not that type of person because I need the resolution to be perfect for iTunes. But I took the WrestleMania 2 logo, kept because we are the 2MB podcast. I kept the 2 behind it, and instead of WrestleMania, it says Man Band, and under it, Wrestling Podcast in the same wordage, the same format. I love this. Thank you very much. Tim_tap. That's TIM_TAPP on Instagram. If you need any kind of design for your podcast, for your business, hit him up on Instagram. Cheap plug. He's not paying us. I'm actually paying him for the logo. So
follow him, guys. Give him a follow.
Yes. Love it. Thank you. All right. So let's go on to, again, Jeff Jarrett, thank you very much for taking time. Friend of the show. I do stay in contact with him on email, as you heard. He's a very good friend of the show. We will have him back on for sure. And what's on tap for the podcast? the Wednesday after WrestleMania. This is actually the first time I'm sharing this with you, so you need to know this now. I'm very bad at relaying messages, so you're going to have to, when we're talking and we're tech, you're going to have to say, is there any updates on the show? Because that's the only way I'm really going to remember. Saturday, I don't know if you're free because it's the first time we're talking. We're doing a panel podcast with Attitude of Aggression. It's going to be about four shows. We're all going to go around the table. This is for their 300th episode, I think. And we're just going to give our favorite WrestleMania memories, our top WrestleMania moments. And then Wednesday, before Mania, we're going to do a WrestleMania preview show with them.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yes, that's going to be a good three-hour show. So clear your schedule for that. And remember how I told you everything was going to get crazy as far as language and sexual innuendos?
My favorite.
Good.
Let's just make that clear, guys.
Good. You're going to get a lot of your favorite Wednesday when you get on the horn with these guys.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Dave and Gator from Attitude of Aggression. And then the Wednesday after WrestleMania, we're going to have Conrad Thompson, the co-host of Something to Wrestle With, Bruce Pritchard, and What Happened When Mondays with Tony Schiavone. Conrad is a good friend of the show. This will be his third time on. And he will have we're going to try to squeeze out of him some information about his new podcast with Eric Bischoff that's coming out.
Oh.
So that is what's on tap. We've been very busy. I've been trying to, you know, rebrand the logo, get the new co-host, new format. We're still working on the format. So that's what's up with the 2MB Wrestling Podcast. So we got the Jeff Jarrett out the way. Let's go to the next one, Brittany.
Okay, I'm ready.
Topics this week in WWE. So there's four of them we want to discuss. The first one is Ronda Rousey making an appearance on ESPN. I wish I would have queued up the Power of Love song from Back to the Future because that is what I would have played. Because apparently Rhonda does not go back to the future.
And no, she doesn't go back in time, guys.
So I'm going to play the clip. She was on Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio. Of course, everybody's talking about this, so we have to discuss it as well. Brittany, you've watched it. You're not going to hear this clip, but you know what she's saying.
Yes.
Ronda Rousey on Golic and Wingo.
Rhonda, let's go back and start with when you knew from the MMA, when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
No. Would you fight again?
I don't know.
How was the training for this as compared to the training for your mixed martial arts?
Okay, so will you go back? First, all right, let's start from the beginning. A, Golic, he missed the whole comma when he was asking the question. So
yes.
He should have said, and I'm the worst at wording my questions and statements. If you ever follow us on Twitter and you see the things I type, I'm in business school. I'm somewhat educated, but my wording is not always what it needs to be when I ask questions. So Golic should have said something on the lines of, when this wrestling stitch ends, are you going to possibly go back to MMA? But he said what you heard, will you go back in time? After back, there should have been a comma. There was no comma. It should have been, will you go back at some point in time? And then Rhonda clearly responds, I don't have the accessibility. I don't have the DeLorean. I don't have anything to go back in time. So before I give you my opinion, Brittany, what's your thoughts on this, Rhonda Rousey?
I think we can go ahead and clear out. And sorry to disappoint anyone. You know, Rhonda is no time traveler. I know it's going to break a lot of hearts, but I think that we can get that out of the way. The interview is a little rough. I felt like she was not only very disconnected as if she didn't want to be there, but, you know, the attitude, which is, I feel, a little shocking going into WrestleMania, considering that her and Kurt Angle are, you know, they're the good guys.
Supposed to be the baby faces.
Exactly. So I think that that was a little off-putting. And then, you know, it definitely brings me to some other questions.
Okay, well, let's save them because
yes.
Maybe my comments will be a nice lead into your questions. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You haven't told me your question, so I don't know. I think Ronda is working everybody. I think the WWE told her to play dumb. I think the WWE told her to act like this. My personal opinion, because I've seen Ronda on interviews, she's not this stupid. She's a very educated, business-savvy woman. And I guarantee you, even her promo. I mean, look at the interview she did the night after she made her appearance.
Right.
When she did WWE. She was sounded education. She sounded smart. she sounded like she knew what she was talking about. She answered the questions clearly. And she did it with a smile on her face. This is a totally different Ronda that I see. I think she's working everybody. I think it's part of the act. Maybe your questions or my what I'm about to stretch. This is a very far stretched.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
And maybe these are just seeds that are being planted for a possible heel turn at WrestleMania from Ronda Rousey.
I hope so. Feel like Ronda. Yeah, I feel like Ronda has that presence about her. You know, she's a badass woman. And if history have taught us anything, the authority like that on their side. And, you know, I would like to see it happen. I would love to see that happen at WrestleMania. I don't think it would be a shocker. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on that one.
I think at some point you're going to have a heel turn. I think, but either between the Daniel Bryan segment match and this one, somebody's turning on somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
In my opinion, I may be wrong. But again, I think Ronda's working everybody. I think this is, in my opinion, I think these are small seeds that are being planted. I know she hasn't showed any seeds prior to this on Raw. Of course, she dominated the, Mandy Rose and Paige got the hell out of Dodge in that ring. But,
yes.
You know, we'll find out at Mania. But, you know, this isn't Ronda. Ronda's a lot smarter than this. If you go back and look at her interviews when she was doing MMA, this is not her.
Oh, absolutely.
She doesn't honestly think somebody would ask her to travel back in time. So,
we hope not. Yeah. We hope not.
Yeah, that's the truth. And of course, we mentioned this earlier. Vegas odds are at 99% for The Rock appearing at WrestleMania. This is what I wanted to wait and get into. A lot of people are speculating his role. Is he going to come out, just say hello to the crowd? This is what I have to offer. Okay. Elias has already said that he's going to put on a concert for the Superdome. He's going to be in the middle of the ring, and he's going to give the people of New Orleans a concert. He's going to do his thing. What was one of the best things about The Rock back in the day? He would sing when he had that stitch with the guitar. He would
sing. I almost forgot about that. That is true. That is so true.
He would sing to Vicky Guerrero. Him and Stone Cold would have sing-offs in the middle of the ring. That's what The Rock did. So Elias Sampson is playing his guitar, giving New Orleans one hell of a show, and then boom. If you smell, The Rock comes out to a huge pop. He's going to come out. I think he's going to sing with Elias for a little while, get the crowd entertained, and boom, rock bottom, people's elbow. That's The Rock's involvement in WrestleMania. That's Elias Sampson's, or just Elias. That's his involvement in WrestleMania. What are your thoughts on this?
I would love to see that. You know, now that you brought that up, because I didn't even think about it. But it's WrestleMania. So many people have week to week interrupted Elias. But at WrestleMania, you have to go big or you have to go home. So I definitely think that we're in it for a surprise. I would love for it to be The Rock. I am here for a Rock versus Elias sing-off. Absolutely.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what song he was singing to Vicky Guerrero. My darling. Damn, it was something about, you know what? I'm going to look that up I'm going to get your opinion on these injuries, and then I'm going to look that up and play it. So, Rock, that's what I think The Rock's going to do. I think he's going to interrupt Elias. Rock bottom, people's elbow, crowd goes wild, and that's it. Because a lot of people are trying to speculate on what Elias's role is going to be at WrestleMania. He's already said he's putting on a concert. So,
yes. This
is it. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that would be a good opener for WrestleMania, or do you start off with, you know, the triple threat tag match? I mean,
I don't. I think if the chances, you know, if the odds are in our favor and we do see The Rock, I don't think. At least I wouldn't like to think that would be opening the show. I think I would like to think they would save that surprise for a little bit later in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of like a little calm down moment after a big
yes.
match. Yes.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Brittany, I found the video of The Rock singing to Vicky Guerrero. I know you can't hear it, but when you go back and listen, you're going to be able to hear it. And here comes
you're in for a treat.
There
if you haven't
are,
heard
Vicky.
This,
there you are.
I don't know what the hell is wrong
you look
with
so
you.
Nice.
But if you have,
I got a very special
Vicky
song I wanted to sing for you, Vicky. You ran off last time. Last time I was talking to you backstage. Sing a very special song. I want to sing it to you here in Houston. And sing in front of the world.
Vicky's looking nice in that black dress.
One of my favorite artists, Mr. Eric Clapton. Late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup. She brushes her short black hair. And then she'll ask me, do I look all right? And I said, no, biatch, you look horrible tonight. Don't go anywhere, Vicky.
All right, so, Brittany, you can hear it, but it's no, biatch, you look horrible
yes.
tonight.
I think no matter what The Rock says, he says it in such a way that, you know, is it maybe it's really a compliment.
Well, you will find out Wednesday that Gator, one of the co-hosts of the Attitude of Aggression podcast, he has a list. And I'm going to let him go in depth what this list is. But the list is called Team That Ass. And
oh.
I think you can take by the name who's all on that list. But Gator was drunk one night. I mean, Team That Ass. So you're going to have some divas on there, some nice divas. But Gator got drunk one night and added Vicky Guerrero to that list.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to let him explain that to you Wednesday. That is a hell of a story.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, so they call the list The Prophecy. So, and I was lucky enough to go to California one week and hold it in my hands. So I feel honored. So, but let's go to the next topic. Excuse me. Injury report. Shane McMahon. I don't know how to pronounce this, but apparently it was the same ordeal that Brock Lesnar had a while back when he was in MMA okay. that almost killed him.
Oh, it wow.
Put Brock out of action, MMA and wrestling, for months. And thought it in his career in MMA, but, you know, people saying he's going to go back. But what I think about this is he just had surgery, and at that point in time, nobody thought he was going to come back because they compared it to Brock. Well,
right.
Having this injury and doing an MMA bout, an MMA fight, is a lot different than doing one wrestling match. And
oh, absolutely.
When you do a wrestling match, you can protect this person. Shane can wear pads. He can let Daniel Bryan, who's making his WrestleMania return, a wrestling return period, he can let Daniel Bryan control most of the match. So there's ways to protect Shane. And
yeah.
I think if it was serious, well, I know if it was serious, Vince wouldn't have his son in the ring at WrestleMania.
Not at all.
For
there,
something
there's
that could
no
possibly
chance.
Kill him.
Especially when, I mean, Shane McMahon is without a doubt a high flyer. Will we see that this year? I don't know. But it's WrestleMania, and anything can happen in the WWE. And just branching off from that, I think just having Daniel Bryan back in that ring is a huge moment that, you know, I don't think anyone saw coming, but we all just kind of hoped that it would. So I really think it's going to be Daniel Bryan's time to shine for sure.
Well, we're going to talk about that too later on when we get to the mm-hmm. updated WrestleMania card. Charlotte was pulled from all the events last week, house shows, and SmackDown. Again, all this information I'm getting from thechairshot.com. Excuse me. She had swelling related to a dental surgery. There was no physical injury, and she has been cleared to return with no further chance of injury. So I don't think anybody should be worried about Charlotte.
No.
And AJ Styles injured his ankle at Madison Square Garden. He's been cleared to wrestle. So him and Shinsuke will definitely have their WWE title match. What are you expecting out of that match? You expecting that match to be as good as their All Japan? their New Japan match? Or, I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I think they're going to bring out the best in each other, without a doubt. I think they're both just a huge force when it comes to wrestling. And I think it's gonna steal the show, in my honest opinion.
I can see that happening for sure. I don't think, if it was in Tokyo, it would be 6 stars. and then again, the updated WrestleMania card. So we're going to go to that. Some changes, some people were added. Of course, you have Lesnar and Reigns. I think the build-up for that has been great, especially last week. And let me just touch on Reigns for a bit. You say you're not a Roman Reigns fan. I'm not going to put you on the spot right here. But I think people boo this guy because it's cool to do. And, I mean, if you always look when he wins the match. Okay.
Right.
1, 2, 3. People, the place goes crazy. And then within 5 seconds, it's back to booze. Because it's like, oh, wait, that's what I need to be doing. I need to be
booing. We hate this guy.
But you love to hate him, but you love him.
Yes.
I think from the cheers, people love this guy. But when they find out, oh, wait, it's cool to boo him, let me stop cheering and boo this guy. And that's what happens.
Right. I don't mind being put on the spot. For me, Roman Reigns has never been someone, character-wise, I think that I've invested in. I don't think that's anything new. I think it's definitely cool to hate Roman Reigns now. And, you know, I'm going to be participating in those boos. So I'm just going to throw that out there. You know, don't hate me, guys. I'm sorry. It's going to happen. I think part of the reason for me, I think for Roman Reigns, is I think when you think of someone you know, holding one of the biggest titles on the show, for me, he has the look, but I feel like when you put Roman Reigns on the microphone and certain things, I don't feel that with him. And maybe I'm just comparing him too much to people like Triple H or, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin and those people. And I think for me, like a champion I hold in high regards. And I think for Roman Reigns, I just don't feel that. Not yet, anyway. I think he's definitely improved, but I'm not there yet.
Well, you better get there because his 9-month title reign is coming in the next couple weeks. So
it is. You know what? I'm actually prepared for it.
Okay,
I'm prepared for it.
But their little stint that they had last week with Brock just beating the hell out of Roman. Like I said, this build up. You remember the 31 build up? It was a tug of war with a belt. That was the go home show. And I said this from that point of time. I said, if you're going to put these two monsters together, there has to be physicality. And it's been nothing but with this buildup, and I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. I have to admit that. I think the buildup to the match has been really, really good. So I don't think I'm disappointed in that at all. And I'm definitely looking forward to, and it's rare for me to say, because you know what? I'm actually not a huge fan of Brock Lesnar as well. And so this match I thought would probably be my least favorite, but I'm actually really looking forward to it, I will admit.
You apparently are not the target audience that Vince McMahon is looking for.
I don't think so. I think I'm fired.
Yeah, you're fired. You're not a Roman fan. You're not a Lesnar fan. Oh, man, I don't know what Vince is going to do with you. Okay.
I think he doesn't know that I exist.
No. So Roman and Brock, the build-up's been great. People love to hate Roman, but I think they secretly love Roman. He is the future of the company. And he will win the title and go on and hold it for the next 9 months. You have AJ and Shinsuke again. I think I'm with complete agreement with you. These two guys can steal the show, but they have to be given the time. With 13 matches plus the Elias segment.
Our concert.
Plus you have Kid Rock performing. Yes. Plus you have the unannounced Undertaker-John Cena match. That's just like Greg said on his show, you can count each segment as another match. You're up to 16, 17 matches at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a long show. I would like to think that they would give AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura the time because these two guys are amazing at what they do. On the microphone, in the ring, I don't see them cutting that match short. I think we're going to get a lot from it. I think it's definitely going to steal the show. I think it's going to be really the real and true main event of the night.
Do you think that match goes on last?
I don't. I would love for it to go on last, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. I feel like Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar may close the show, but I think AJ Styles versus Nakamura is the true main event here.
The main event is the last match that goes on.
Yes.
The Miz, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, triple threat for the Intercontinental title. Finn Balor, does he come out as a demon?
I hope so. I don't expect anything less. I think, again, being WrestleMania, you have to go all out. And I expect to see the demon, Finn Balor.
Like Dave said in our chat, you mixed WrestleMania with the Intercontinental title match. Just like you said, I don't see how you don't come out as a demon. And that entrance alone is going to take 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. So,
oh, yeah. I think the entrances are a huge part of it. It's part of WrestleMania. It's what it is. It's larger than life. And I think we get the demon Finn Balor.
I think we do, too. The triple threat for the United States title is now a fatal four-way with Rusev Day added to the match. Let me give you my thoughts on this, Brittany, and tell me if I'm too far out there or
okay.
I think that I don't think Rusev is over. I think Rusev Day is over. And I think with that WrestleMania crowd, if you don't A, put him in a match, and B, in my opinion, have him win it, that crowd is liable to hijack the show with Rusev Day chants all night long. So I think they threw him in there. Like I said, I may be so far out of left field, this wasn't even their thought, but I think you have Rusev in the match, and I think you have him win the title just to drop it the next week on SmackDown, sort of like a
Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder moment. He had at WrestleMania with the IC title, but I think they do this to keep the crowd from just hijacking the show with Rusev Day chants all night long.
Oh, yeah. I think if anything, the crowd is electric at WrestleMania, and especially, you know, the Raw and SmackDown to follow. Rusev Day is definitely over. I know a lot of people ask, like, when did Rusev become so popular? And again, I don't necessarily think that it's Rusev himself. I agree. You know, every day is Rusev Day. And, you know, WrestleMania happens to fall on Rusev Day. So maybe this is his night.
I like that. It happens the following Rusev Day. And SmackDown after WrestleMania is also happening on Rusev Day.
It's Rusev Day.
That was a good one. I like that. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Again, I think the angle they're taking with this, I personally enjoy it. Alexa Bliss is nothing. To me, the perfect character. She's great on the mic. She's doing the role in this angle beautifully.
Yeah.
I'm your friend as soon as you turn your back. Did you see this bitch? You know, if she's just everything they're doing with Alexa, just the way they're downplaying Nia Jax's intelligence, her weight, they're using her weight to throw in there. And I think you have to do that. And I love how Nia Jax last week on Raw actually got in the locker room and gotten pissed. I don't think that's really something we've seen from Nia.
No, it's not something we've seen from her. I think she's... People like to look at her and think that she's not as intimidating as she seems. So I think it's really refreshing to see that side of Nia Jax. And I think this is going to be an interesting match. I don't want to give my predictions just yet. I'm not going to give any predictions, but I think it's going to be a pretty good match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be okay. I think this one's going to have one that's going to last maybe 5 minutes. I think this is going to be a match that's not going to be given enough time to tell the story.
No.
And I think it's going to continue, and I think they're going to get their time more on the next card.
Absolutely.
After Mania. But this feud is not going away. I think there's going to be some outside interference from your girl with Alexa Bliss, and I think it's going to continue. But
oh, yeah, we're going to see more from these two. Yeah. Absolutely.
Charlotte Flair and Asuka. It's the match we wanted to see. The build-up has been, it's been okay, but, you know, with Charlotte being out and Asuka doing her thing, it's still, I don't think you need a build-up for this match. Charlotte Flair's a larger-than-life character. Asuka is that, what's the word I'm looking at? This, again, larger-than-life character that came over from Japan.
She is.
That
is just nobody dominated. Nobody's ready for Asuka. She is undefeated. And it plays a really interesting role in this matchup. Both of them are incredible in the ring, so I expect nothing less than amazing when it comes to this match.
And because of this match, what's on tap for the 2MB Wrestling Podcast? Well, again, I think it was 2 weeks ago on Raw, they had a quick segment with Jamie Frost, who gave a promo that people say that they're not ready for Asuka. Asuka's not ready for me. I've seen what Asuka can do, but they haven't seen what I can do. Cut a great promo. If you haven't seen this, Google Jamie Frost promo. The match didn't last that long. She got in there, threw some elbows at Asuka, gave her a nice slap to the face, but then Asuka go ahead, kicked her, took the bump beautifully, and she was pinned in 10 seconds. But that, to me, that lady, that wrestler, Jamie Frost. Mm-hmm. You can find her on Twitter at Ellie Fredericks, E-L-L-I-E, Fredericks underscore. We're going to have her on the show next week, next Thursday. So we're going to ask her about that experience, and if she's not going to get signed to NXT anytime soon, we need to find out why. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what she has to say.
Where are we at? The Bar is going to take on Braun Strowman, and who do you think?
Oh, see, this is a tough one, because a part of me wanted to feel like maybe in some way we might get Elias. I mean, we know they have this history. It's a rocky one, no doubt about it. But I think they would make an interesting team. And then I think you have to take into consideration, is there anyone who's going to be returning soon? I think it would be really interesting to see someone like Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman. I think anything is possible.
I'm with you, and I'm getting a lot of from the chair shot, thechairshot.com crew, Curt Hawkins. I'm not feeling Curt Hawkins. I don't think Curt Hawkins is a WrestleMania level return guy. Not even so much a return, but if he comes out and he's not gonna get a pop. They're gonna boo.
Nobody's gonna care. It sounds bad, but I don't think anyone's going to care. What do you think about Dean Ambrose? Like, what do we think about that? Is that a possibility?
Dean has been pulled from all all WrestleMania week activities. Now, again, you got to think, is that a work from WWE? I don't think so, but you have to keep it in the back of your mind. But I'm with you. I think if Joe makes his return, I don't think you're going to get a Hardy Boys pop, but I think you're going to get a nice pop if. Just think, Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman. Jeez.
That would be a really good team.
So, and until Braun gets that spot again for the Universal, and again, Braun and Reigns, to me, feud of the year last year.
Yes.
What would that, about 4 or 5 months total? And I still couldn't get enough of it. So
it was so good. Braun Strowman, I think, is, I don't want to say underrated, but I think he has a lot to offer. And I think we're going to be really, really surprised when he really gets to take that step forward. So I'm looking forward to it.
When he interfered in that Kevin Owens Roman Reigns match at the Rumble, I instantly got on Twitter and I said, this guy is the guy you need to look out for. I never saw Braun as a main eventer until he dominated Roman at the Rumble 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not last year. When he took on Roman Reigns, was going for Kevin Owens, and Braun just destroyed Roman. And I said, this is going to be the feud and the angle that we're going to have to look out for. And it surely was. But I'm with you. Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, I don't think many teams. And then, of course, with the rumored superstar shakeup following WrestleMania, man, you have them guys and New Day and Usos and the Bulgin Brothers, the Bludgeon Brothers. I said Bulgin. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Where's your mind at?
I think, you know, you could
do some. I like it. Yeah. You know. So.
You could do some things with those teams. So, but speaking of the Bludgeon Brothers, they are in a triple threat tag match with the Usos and New Day at WrestleMania. Now, I think it's going to be a good match, but now this is what everybody's talking about. Is this going to be a pre-show match, or is it going to be a main card match? The Usos have never been on a main card at WrestleMania, and, you know, they're your champions. I think this match needs to be on the card.
I feel like it's going to be on the card. I think... I don't see it being a pre-show match. I think if there's one thing we've learned, the Usos and the New Day can put on a hell of a match. Mm-hmm. They gave us an amazing match. And I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be right up there with one of the best matches at WrestleMania for sure.
There's going to be four of these that you're looking at. Are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at?
I hope so. Yes.
Okay. Four of these are going to be on the pre-show.
Yes.
At least three. So, and this one is definitely, to me, should be Cedric Alexander against Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight, the final in the tournament for the vacant Cruiserweight Championship. I have nothing to say about this.
I don't really have anything to say. I think it's definitely going to be on a pre-show. I don't think it doesn't qualify to be on the main card, on the main show. I don't think that. I think we're definitely going to get pre-show action from Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali.
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey against Triple H and Stephanie. This one's definitely not going to be on the pre-show.
No. And I
don't want to go too far in depth with this because I think we both have a lot to say as far as fantasy booking and possibilities for this match. So I'm just interested to see, because Stephanie McMahon is not the best in-ring performer, and neither is Ronda Rousey. So I think those two match up well. And again, Kurt Angle and Triple H, always something that, to me, is going to be a great treat to see in the ring.
And I think we get that nostalgia factor, too. I mean, Kurt Angle, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H in the same ring.
Right.
In a match. When is that? It's been a long time since we've seen that. So I think that alone has me really excited to see what this match is going to bring.
Daniel Bryan confirmed on SmackDown last week that Shane McMahon will indeed be his partner at WrestleMania to take on Kevin Steen and El Generico. I'm sorry, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I like what WWE did here. They took Kevin Owens off of Twitter.
Yes. Now,
Kevin Steen, and they took the verified check away. Did you see
that?
Oh,
did they?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that.
He is no longer, quote-unquote, employed with the World Wrestling Entertainment, and he is not Kevin Owens, so WWE had them take the verified check away from his Twitter account. So I love that they're playing this storyline up. And then El Generico made an appearance on Twitter. Everybody went crazy. Of course, they're going to somehow get the win. And again, this is another one I don't want to go into deep, because we have some nice fantasy booking and predictions for this match as well as to how they will be rehired when they win. But again, we'll get to that when we do our preview show. WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. All right, these are the announced participants. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Naomi, Natalya, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Bayley, and Lana. Everybody wanted to see a Sasha Banks and Bayley match. Two things on that. One, I've seen it enough.
Yes. How many times? There's only so many times we can see it.
Yeah. And two, I think you're going to get it, because I think Sasha Banks and Bayley are going to go through that gauntlet of the Battle Royal, and they will be the last two in the ring. So you're going to get your
without
Sasha
a doubt.
Banks and Bayley moment. It's just only going to last 3 to 5 minutes.
Yes.
Plus, you're going to get the Women's Battle Royal.
I agree. I think given the names of the other women in this matchup, I think it has to come down to Bayley and Sasha Banks, without a doubt. And I could see this one being on the pre-show. I think for sure it's going to be a pre-show match. So,
and I think you're going to have at least 5 to 10 more participants. You still have a week of go-home shows.
Yes.
So then you have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which I think is going to be on the main card just due to the fact that they're running and promoting the Andre the Giant documentary that's going to be airing on HBO shortly after WrestleMania. Announced participants, I think you're going to have anywhere from 20 to 25 here. Dash Wilder, Dawson, Baron Corbin, Mojo Riley, Ty Dillinger, and Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, Tyler Breeze, and Fandango. Now, a couple things. Mojo had tweeted that he's going to be the first ever two-time Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, and Zack Ryder responded, what, is Gronkowski going to be at ringside again? So
It's going to be real interesting to see what happens with the two of them in the ring, especially given the history. I think we've known who's kind of stepped ahead from that breakup. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
And then I hope that whatever it is that they're going to do with Bray Wyatt, they do it here with Matt Hardy.
I think it has to be. Yeah. I feel like it would make no sense. I think something's going to happen, without a doubt.
Do you give Tyler Breeze any chance here to win this?
I don't see it happening at all. I mean, I guess you can never say never, but I think we're all pretty confident that there's just no chance in hell.
Wow, you're going old school here.
Yes.
No,
Vince McMahon all the way.
I'm going to use that as the outro music today. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So what I'm going to do now is that's your updated WrestleMania card. You still have a week to go. Let's talk about Cena and Taker, because you're not officially on here. We were talking about this earlier. The buildup for this has been let's assume that this match is happening. So the buildup for this match has been shit, because John Cena has come off as a spoiled, entitled, I'm the guy here, everything. And if you don't listen to Pod Is War on thechairside.com, you need to, because they mentioned that Cena came out and said, I'm entering the Royal Rumble. I'm going to get to WrestleMania that way. And he didn't do it. Then I'm going to the Elimination Chamber. He didn't win. And then I'm going to enter in the Fatal 5-Way, and I'm going to go in that way. And he didn't win. So now it's like, well, John Cena's not in the main event. He's 0 for 3. He struck out. What do you do now? Well, you call out a retired guy, quote-unquote retired.
Right.
And to get him to answer your challenge, you beat up his brother? That was exactly what I was thinking that when we talked about that. I'm like, why would you beat up Kane? And when they said that, I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one who sees it this way.
Yeah.
You choke slam his brother, and that is how you expect to get The Undertaker to answer your challenge.
Yeah, I don't think it was a big enough moment. I think they kind of have dropped the ball on this one a little bit. Because we all know John Cena, you know, everyone loves to hate him as well. You know, the kids love John Cena. So to have him come out here and, you know, really be the heel in this situation, I think is something that we haven't seen from John Cena in a really long time. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this one plays out. Because we're so used to John Cena as the good guy. And right now, that's just, it's not the case.
No, and with Kid Rock performing, I think, in my opinion, I love the old school Undertaker. You know, the dead man, the walking slow,
the
purple gloves. That's my favorite with the purple. That's my favorite era of the Undertaker.
Yes.
My second favorite, and which I think the stars are aligning and this needs to happen, you have Kid Rock performing. I was a huge fan of the American Badass Undertaker. I loved it. He was what his title was. He was a badass. When he got off that bike, he was kicking somebody's ass. But you knew he was doing that as the dead man. But he was able to show you that he was a badass in that character.
Go ahead. I think that I agree with you 100%. I think what are the odds that, you know, Kid Rock's going to be there? This issue has been thrown out from John Cena. I think we all know last year he left that dead man gear in the ring. And I think we're going to see the American Badass. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't see how that doesn't happen.
No, I'm with you. I don't see how that. And look, if there's going to be just a moment, Greg DeMarco, the CEO of thechairshot.com, always use your head. He thinks there's going to be a moment. And I asked him, I said, well, what kind of, and if Cena goes out and calls out The Undertaker and he comes out and they just have a moment, that crowd is going to shit all over that. There's
no way
that WrestleMania crowd is going to allow the WWE to, for them to have a, I mean, and even if you have a moment, what do you do with that moment? Do you just shake hands? I respect you. We've seen that before. I don't want to, I want to see you wrestle at WrestleMania.
I think,
and yes, I've said it. I want to see The Undertaker wrestle at WrestleMania. I am an Undertaker fan.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he can barely move, I want to see him wrestle.
What is WrestleMania without The Undertaker? I feel like for a lot of people, that's what you look forward to every year. The way I think that they've been teasing this matchup, I mean, are they going to make us wait until WrestleMania to find out? I think that's definitely a possibility. And I think for that buildup to happen, even WrestleMania, I do think that we see John Cena out there. And I think maybe The Undertaker doesn't respond right away. I think he's a lot smarter than that. And I think we're going to all be surprised.
And when Bray and The Undertaker went head-to-head at WrestleMania, you didn't see The Undertaker till the go-home show. For people saying, you haven't seen The Undertaker's not happen. Well, you haven't seen The Undertaker until the go-home show when he took on Bray Wyatt, and that match happened as well.
Exactly.
So it could happen.
Yeah, you're not going to see Undertaker the weeks leading up to WrestleMania. It's never going to happen. You're not going to see him consistently every week. So I think it either happens on Monday Night Raw or WrestleMania is where we're just going to have to wait and see.
No SmackDown?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's a free agent now, Brittany.
That's true.
And The Undertaker.
You know, The Undertaker could pop up anywhere. So I guess we have to leave it at that.
Watch 205 Live too, folks, just to make sure. But
you never know.
I wouldn't be shocked, though, if we don't get that announcement until WrestleMania. But again, you look at the card, just say they do wrestle. So you have that. Like I said, you have Kid Rock. You have the Elias, and you know they're going to have some more bullshit that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
This has to last until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long show,
it's
without a doubt.
It's going to be a five-hour show.
I mean, the card is stacked, regardless. The card is stacked. I think it's going to be an awesome show. I cannot wait to be there. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about WrestleMania this year.
What I'm not excited about is our next segment, the Independent Minute with B-Merch. But you know what? We have independent wrestling fans. We have ROH fans. We have New Japan fans. And we're going to give you what you want, and that is to catch you up on everything that is going on that side of the world. So I'm going to hit the pause button. I'm going to get B-Merch on, and we're going to talk some ROH. We're going to talk some New Japan. I think they recently ran a show in California, about last week. So we're going to talk about that. And hopefully this won't last that much longer. Let me get Brandon on.
Know what you've been dealing with for the last few minutes, but
last few minutes, sir, we've been on for an hour and 10, and this is the part of the show, and we're live, of course, because I record stuff without people knowing.
Yeah, that's right. Behind the curtains, 2MB style.
Yeah, beyond the ring type shit here.
Under the ring.
Under the ring. That's what it. We are under the ring. Brandon, I'm just going to catch you up real quick. I just want to get your opinion on the whole Ronda Rousey thing. What's your thoughts on that before we get to ROH and New Japan?
I mean, which part of Ronda Rousey? From the embarrassment of her at ESPN the other day?
Well, let me tell you what I think. I have seen Ronda. Ronda is a good businesswoman. She's smart. She's not that dumb. I've seen her do interviews prior to this, and she gets it. She's not this dumb. I think... Again, I'm not going to go into endeavor because I want to wait to our preview show, but I think she's working the crowd. I think she's working ESPN, and I think these are small seeds that are being planted for a possible heel turn at WrestleMania.
I mean, it could be, but...
She's not this dumb. She honestly cannot think that someone is legit. A shoot question that are you going back in time? I don't think anybody is that dumb except Lance Storm.
Hey... Oh,
and
man.
I'm saying that because me and Lance got into it on the Twitter today. So anyway,
okay.
Hashtag Twitter fights.
Yes. I don't know.
Like with her, you really couldn't tell with that interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way that the question came off, yes, it's easily misunderstood in an interview situation. So I can get that from her side of things, but. If that is a shoot and that's how it went off for real, then I mean,
yes,
that's,
I agree.
That's
if that is a
very,
shoot,
very bad look
for WWE and WWE.
Well, yeah. I think too, I don't know if it's so much as the shoot. I think with stepping into WWE, she's been taken out of her element. And I think everyone knows when you're a part of WWE, there are certain things you can say and certain things that you can. And I feel like maybe she just didn't know how to handle this particular interview.
I'm glad
you
said
that. Well, they're trying to teach her to be an actor. Like, they're trying to teach her to be an actor. She's wanting to be this, like, happy-go-lucky smile, like, I'm doing my thing. Like, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Smile kind of thing. But you can't do that when you're trying to promote your big match at WrestleMania.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So she was trying to probably... She probably expected going into that interview that, okay, they're going to ask me this, this, and this about WWE and WrestleMania, and then the first thing right out the gate, they're going to want to know, hey, you going to go back to the MMA?
Well, her very first question was on First Take. It was Golic and Wingo.
Golic.
Yeah, but then they start asking her questions like, once you lost, once you got knocked out, and it's like, you know what, I'm not here to hear this shit. Maybe at this point she was just so agitated. That you know what you're.
She was.
You forgot to put a comma in the question, dumbass. I don't have the power to travel back in time.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing too. Is like they caught her off guard, and you know, like everything you hear from people that cover the sport is that she's not over those losses. She's not gotten past them at all, and so when you start bringing up old news and. Things that she's just really not interested in talking about. Of course she got agitated and started giving them a little bit of the cold shoulder, so to speak.
That's it. So, but, you know, she's not that dumb. And I don't think she honestly thought they were asking her to travel back in time. So, Brandon, apparently New Japan, I've been listening to some podcasts this week, and New Japan ran a show in the U.S. Not too long ago.
Yeah, 2 weekends back. Yeah, Strong Style Evolved. It was a very, very, very entertaining show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It came off more close to like a WWE type show than you normally see on New Japan World and the shows that they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone said that the when they did the U.S. title tournament, that you can tell it was a very low production. What's the word I'm looking for? You could tell there wasn't much to it, but they on this show, they actually had the lights were better, the ring setup was better, the seating was better. It actually looked like a show that they took time to produce and make look good.
Yeah, essentially it looked like when they did this show last year, and it had more of the look of a kind of like an ROH or a PWG show. Very small venue. They were wanting to highlight more of the in-ring performance than they were everything else or surrounding a show. But with this show that they had, the Strong Style Evolved, they actually had a bigger arena that they worked. So I think they were better prepared for that show going in, and the production quality looked 10 times better than it did at the show last year that when they were here.
I think that plays a big part in it, too. I think people are so used to seeing that big production sometimes. Oh, yeah. So I think it it's a little, you get a little taken back, I think, when you don't see it, because it's just something that you've grown to expect.
Yeah, I agree with that to a degree. But then again, you know, going back into the days of ECW, that was their calling card and that was their niche, was that, you know, forget the lighting, forget all the other stuff. We're going to go out here and we're going to outperform everybody in the ring.
Right.
I think that's New Japan's take on professional wrestling, is that they're going to corner that market. They're going to get that hardcore fan involved, and that really just, they hone in on wanting to see a great wrestling match, not a match that goes out there 1-on-1, 8 minutes later, you got a commercial break in between and the match is over with.
Yeah, that's a little frustrating.
Hey, SmackDown does a split screen now, sir. You can watch the commercial and the match.
I haven't got used to that.
So the main event was a tag match. Fill us in on that. I think that's what everybody's pretty much talking about with the Young Bucks,
yeah,
I believe.
The Young Bucks versus the Golden Lovers. That was actually one of probably the best tag matches that I had seen in a while. They gave them, gosh, it felt like, I think 40 minutes is how long they had to work that actual match. And they told a magnificent story in the ring. From start to finish, everybody kind of just put it all out on the line in that match. There was no quit on either side. You know, everyone had a chance to showcase their skills in that match, whether it was Kota Ibushi, Kenny Omega, and we all know what the Young Bucks can do in the ring.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got Matt Jackson, who's working with a back injury that's still bugging him to this day, and that showed in that match, but he toughed through it, and he performed well. So, I mean, it pretty much exceeded my expectations, what I thought was going to happen, just because of the professionals that those guys are.
So, ROH, what's the event that they're holding? The Super Card of Honor?
Yeah, Super Card of Honor is I think next Friday night,
yes.
WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah. April 7th, it's going to take place at the UNO Lakefront Arena. If anybody's going to that event, let me tell you something. I'm from New Orleans. That arena is definitely not in the best part of town. It's probably in the worst part of New Orleans. So if you're going to the UNO Lakefront Arena to watch this event, just try to stay in as much lighted area as possible. Like, legit, as a shoot.
Watch your back.
Yes.
Watch your back.
Stay in the light. Like the not the Exorcist, but the go towards the light is what you want to do here. Don't stray away from it. Because you may not make it to WrestleMania. But, of course, the main event is Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega. I don't want to say, Brandon, that this is a – I'm not going as far as saying it's a dream match, but Cody Rhodes has definitely outperformed himself since leaving the WWE, making a name for himself. And Kenny Omega is that guy that everyone will watch because he's Kenny Omega. What are your expectations, A, of this match? Then let's get to the event as a whole.
That match, I kind of heard, I was hearing Cody Rhodes on Busted Open yesterday talking about the match and hyping it up and everything, is that he worded this as though this is a match for the leadership of the Bullet Club. Mm-hmm. But if you really kind of go into it, it doesn't seem like, it seems like Kenny Omega is fine doing his thing with Kota Ibushi right now, rehashing the Golden Lovers tag team. And it feels like Cody Rhodes has taken over leadership of the Bullet Club. I know they put it, he put out that tweet yesterday talking about they're going to rebrand the logo for the Bullet Club. So, you know, if this is a fight for the leadership of the Bullet Club, why are you putting out a tweet that says you're going to change the logo when you could lose that match and you're no longer the leader of the Bullet Club? So I think the match is going to go off really well. It's not going to be the classics that you'll see from a Kenny Omega, because I think he's going to have to, in a way, work down to a Cody Rhodes style
match.
So
you think this is definitely a step below, as far as in-ring work and performance, a step below Cody Rhodes, a step below himself.
Yeah, I mean, Cody Rhodes is, he works that WWE main event style, and he does it on the indies, and it's worked to his favor. He's been able to work, you know, kind of up his game because of the competition that he's been competing with. Yeah, he's no longer doing lower card, mid card matches against guys on the WWE roster. He's actually going against the best of the best on the indies. So he's had to up his game, but getting in the ring one on one with Kenny Omega is something he has yet to do. He did have that match against Okada last year at the New Japan show in the US, and yeah, he did well in that match in his own right. So this is going to be another test for Cody Rhodes going forward. And as like I said, I think Kenny Omega is going to kind of have to take a step down, you know, where he had the classics against Jericho and he had the classics against Okada last year. He's going to have to kind of bring it down a notch. I think you're going to see kind of the in-between style of what you normally see that he puts on against an Okada, against a Jericho, and that Cody Rhodes main event style. I think you're going to kind of get a cross between the two.
That's really interesting.
Let's... now, as a show, what are you expecting? Because I'm looking at the card is what I was doing when you were talking. And they have the semifinals? They're not actually going to have the final for the Women of Honor Championship?
I'm sorry, the finals is the final. Yeah.
So three of the matches on the card, there's 10 matches. Three of the 10 are going to be two semis and a final for the Women Honor of Championship. Now, as a card, what are you looking at? What are your expectations of this card as a whole?
The card should be pretty good. I think the match to really watch for on the night is going to be the tag team title match, the Briscoes against Jay Lethal and Tanahashi. I think that'll probably be the best match on the card out of the night. You know, all four of those guys can go in the ring. The Briscoes and their storyline, and you know, the complete badasses that they are right now. I think you're gonna get into a complete street fight with all four of these guys, and all four guys can actually go that route. So I'm really interested to see that one. And of course, you got the Dalton Castle and Marty Scurll match for the ROH World Championship. It seems like, you know, Marty Scurll's kind of taken that step up to wrestle in a heavyweight title match, where he's normally been a junior in New Japan, which he still is a junior in New Japan. So it'll be a little bit different with Marty Scurll in there, but I think he will actually, I think Dalton Castle retains in that match. I think ROH is happy with what they've got in Dalton Castle right now, and I think they're going to stay, you know, they're going to keep the belt with Dalton moving forward.
You don't think the success that Marty has had with the T-shirt sales and the whole social media, they're not going to try to throw that?
Well, I don't think they're going to use that as a, you know, as a crutch to give him the world title.
I wasn't insinuating that, but I'm saying the popularity that he's gained over the last year, he's getting the title shot. You don't think they're going to experiment with him as champion, at least for a little while?
They could, but they also do business different than WWE. You know, WWE likes to push their guys based on merch sales and how popular and over they are with the crowd. ROH, New Japan, it's can you perform in the ring? Are you the best performer in the ring for us to put the title on? And I think they like what Dalton Castle provides right now, and they're going to go forward with that. Which is the interesting thing is this weekend, Skrull's got the title shot against Ospreay at the New Japan show, Sakura Genesis. So he could have a possibility of walking into the ROH card with the New Japan junior title and fighting for the heavyweight title at an ROH card. So that'll be something to keep an eye on after this weekend.
Brittany, do you have any questions about this independent stuff?
You know what? I don't. I almost went to the Ring of Honor show that was going to be in New Orleans because, you know, of course I'm going to be there. And I almost went. And then, I had to reevaluate that a little bit.
So tell us what your plans are. You fly in on that Thursday.
Do you have any
set in stone activities?
My 5 days there are absolutely packed. The day that I get in, I actually will be attending WrestleCon Super Show. I went to that last year, and I think it was one of the best times. Like, there were some really good matches. I think the crowd was really good, which, you know, obviously sets that tone. And it was a blast, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. I have front row for that one, so, like, nice. You know, somebody land on me, you know? Is it too much to ask for, you know, just a little interaction? So I'm looking forward to that. And then I have a WrestleCon convention the next day. I have Saturday morning fan access back to WrestleCon again. And then I have, NXT that night. I'm definitely going to be at NXT. I got floor seats for that one.
How excited are you for NXT?
I'm so excited. I'm beyond excited. NXT, living here in Florida, I go to a lot of the shows. So NXT always steals the show. I think if there's one thing we've known, that NXT the night before runs the pay-per-view. Without a doubt. So
they definitely put the pressure on WWE. Yes. That's what I've noticed with the big cards, is that NXT and Triple H running that show really, really puts the pressure on WWE to perform the next night at their big shows.
Oh, without a doubt. But I think NXT the night before is going to blow it away, just like they always do. I don't expect anything less than that.
I mean, if you got floor seats for that show, you might wind up, you might get some Tommaso Ciampa or Johnny Gargano falling on you somewhere.
I don't think she'll have a problem with that, my man.
I look forward to it. When I go to the local shows, I always tell them, I'll tweet out, you know, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to be here tonight, you know, where's my hug? And you know what? The last show I went to, I got my hug. Heavy Machinery is.
Well,
so,
apparently you go there a lot, because on your Facebook and Twitter page, you have plenty of pictures.
Yes, I did. Otis. Yes. Oh, I go all the time. My next show is actually, besides NXT in New Orleans, it will be May 4th is when I'll be heading out there again when I get home. And then actually, to everyone's surprise, I will be going to the Ring of Honor show in Lakeland on April 28th. So that will be my first Ring of Honor show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
They normally, ROH, I think, normally their shows, their house shows in general, are really, really fun to attend. I've been to a couple. They do a great job with the in-ring product, and even the hosting of an event. Mm-hmm. The accessibility with the wrestlers and stuff that you get a hold of.
So Hall of Fame is when? Next Friday night?
Friday night.
We had Jeff Jarrett on. So thank you, Jeff, for making time to come on the show. Brandon, any final thoughts on New Japan, Ring of Honor? You got a lot of independent shows. Well, at least people think a lot of independent shows that are happening.
I mean, you kind of, like I said, you get the kickoff for the entire, it feels like the entire week of wrestling starts off this weekend with Sakura Genesis with New Japan. They've got a stacked card there, and it's just full blast, full bore into WrestleMania weekend, and we all get excited for this weekend and this time of year. There's so many shows that you don't know how to, there's only so many hours in the weekend that you can devote to watching wrestling, and it feels like you kind of lose out on some things.
It is. It's hard to pick and choose. I know last year, for instance, when I went, it was the first time I really went to any independent shows. I went to all Evolve, and I went to Progress, and I had a lot of fun at those, because I think when you scale it down and you go to those smaller independent shows and those local shows, there's so much more interaction. There's so much more than goes on than you see in something like WWE. And I think that really it makes you want to explore those other companies and invest your time into them as well. And I'm a little disappointed I'm not going to any this year, but I know it's going to be a great week.
Oh, definitely.
I know that the Chair Shot crew is scheduled to meet up at the Royal Rumble next year due to Greg living right outside of the Phoenix area. But New York, New Jersey has WrestleMania next year, and that's one I'm definitely eyeing to go to. Brandon, The Undertaker.
Oh, here
we
go.
Before we cut out of here, how excited are you about this Undertaker-John Cena match?
He sounds excited.
He does.
He sounds as excited
about this as I do about New Japan.
Well, first of all, let's be honest. You're starting to wane a little bit on the fact that this match
that happened. Was in a private chat that was not supposed to be on air.
Hey, I'm bringing the goods to this show. I do on any podcast that I'm on. I'm bringing the 5-star talent. That's what we're doing here.
Not cocky, no, just like, confident, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. ultra, ultra confident. Let's go in that route. But you're no, yeah, it's just, I mean, the build of this, if it goes to the match, whichever, I mean, it's expected, let's be honest. But
you like that new logo?
It's just, that is a nice logo. Way to just throw me off guard there. That's freaking awesome,
I can't
man.
Wait to present that shit, dude.
That is awesome. Way to distract me from my point on the Undertaker and all this stuff.
But. Hey, it's okay. You're backtracking, man. Come to the dark side, brother.
I mean, but we do. We kind of there's the expectation that the match is going to go off, but what they've done over the course of the last 3 weeks to quote unquote build this match has been absolutely garbage.
It's been a disappointment.
It really has been. Like I felt embarrassed for John Cena out there Monday night doing the whole
no, for sure.
sitting up in the ring, eye roll business, and this, that, and the other. But I think the only way you can make up for it, and then, you know, like I said in our chat and everything the other night, is the idea that I had where, you know, John Cena's so mad, so pissed off that he does not have an official match on the WrestleMania card that he just goes to the ring unexpectedly, gets on the microphone and says, look, I'm open challenge. Anybody wants to come out here and fight me right now, fight me. And then gong goes off, Undertaker comes out. I think that's the only way that you can make up for how this last 3 weeks have gone.
I have to agree with that. I don't think it's just going to be like his music hits, here comes the match. No, absolutely not. He is going to be in that ring before anything ever happens without any indication of it happening, for sure. There's no like, oh, this match is added, here it goes.
Yeah, I don't. To me, it would be disappointing if he comes out on Monday night and then Undertaker shows up six days before the match and they're like,
well, that's what happened
let's have a fight.
That's what happened when he took on Bray Wyatt. So don't think WWE won't do that.
Right.
Yeah, we all know how disappointing that match was.
No shit.
Yeah, it was, to say the least.
I don't think anything was more disappointing. Because last year I was pumped. It was the first year of the podcast. It was WrestleMania. And then I fucking fell asleep during the Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, as a shoot. And when I woke up, felt like I had a hangover. I said, how am I going to fucking recoup from this? I had a headache. I said, you can't put that shit on the TV at 11 o'clock at night.
No.
Yeah, I remember that because, you know, myself and the, what's that other guy's name that used to be the co-host on this show?
Fat Rab. Matt Rab.
Fat Rab. Fat
oh,
Rab.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because me and him continuously texted throughout the rest of the event. We were like, I guess Rick fell asleep.
I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I woke up and I looked at the TV. And that's when Bray Wyatt's little thing went off in the ring. And I'm like,
that was. Did anyone else think that was really, really cheesy?
I enjoyed the first one.
Everything that Bray Wyatt has done over the last year or so has been completely
hold on. The
candy.
House of Horrors match is a 5-star segment.
That is a classic. Is that okay?
No. Okay.
That is a classic.
I did enjoy the maggots in the ring the first time. I think it threw everybody off. Everybody was like, "What the hell?" But the second time, I was like, "Okay, that's enough."
Yeah, that
you're
don't
not
do
gonna
it again.
Win. Just stop it.
Yeah, I think that's how Ronda Rousey's going to work her way back into the MMA ring is, you know, she's going to disappear behind a refrigerator and then reappear in the cage.
And she's not going to catch a ride to the arena, but she will be there before anybody else.
Exactly. Appear by osmosis, just like that.
So, and she will leave for New Orleans from Connecticut the same day in a limo. And it's going to be sunshining one here, and it's going to be dark there.
Yeah. Loses all semblance of light in the matter of 5 minutes in a commercial break.
That House of Horrors match was produced perfectly, and I can't wait for the second one.
Well, I don't think you're going to get that, because isn't Bray Wyatt going to come? He's going to be like buddy-buddy with a Woken Matt now.
Well, that's what we were talking about for the Battle Royal. That if whatever they do with Bray and Matt, I hope they do it in the Battle Royal. Just start it off at WrestleMania. Why not?
Sure. Makes sense.
So, I feel like they have to. They have to. I mean, we have to see something.
So, I really want to see Husky Harris myself.
Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on doing the Independent Minute. Brittany, it was your debut show. How do you feel about the podcast? How are you feeling?
I love it. I had a blast. I don't think I did too bad. We'll have to ask the fans on that one, right? All the listeners.
evaluate,
you know, take some bets, something like that. But I think it was really good. I had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Like I told you, we got a show Saturday, we got a show Wednesday, and again next Thursday with your girl, Jamie Frost, coming on the show, and then Conrad Ad the week after that. A lot of big things going on, not just with the show, but thechairshot.com. Again, that is thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Brandon, tell them where they can find you on the Twitter, sir.
On the Twitter, Roto Superstar, as always. Of course, anybody that's listened to 2MB knows that. Also write for rotoexperts.com. Doing all the draft evals, team previews right now, so get ready for all that to drop. Getting ready for NFL draft. And then also, I am the host of Fantasy. That is on every single Monday on the Chairshot Radio Network, because I always use my head when I'm hosting Woo Fantasy.
Brittany, I think you did a great job. I can't wait. Again, it's going to take a few episodes to get 100% comfortable. It took us about 10 before I could actually stand my voice. But and I still can't stand my voice. But you're going to get better. At not saying that you're bad, because you're not, but the chemistry, I think it went well today. And I'm looking forward to it. And tell them where they can find you on Twitter one more time.
It is Brittany _ Lynn, and I will spell that out for you. It is Brittni _ Lynn, Lynne, and that's where you can find me. So make sure you give me a follow, you guys.
That's it. Guys, this is the 2MB Wrestling Podcast. Any final words, Ms. Brittany?
Don't forget to tune in. You don't want to miss it.
That's it.
Especially with your new co-host. Come on, guys. Don't get left out.
Always use your head, Brandon.
That's right.
TheChairShot.com. This is Big Rick, Brittany, Brandon, 2MB. No chance in hell.